Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
Good afternoon. This is a 2-for-1 special. We had to do this immediately. After the first one.
After
the first one. So hopefully you'd have listened to the previous podcast where we dealt with toxic relationships in general, because we dealt with toxic men, toxic women, and
Toxic people in general.
And then we touch upon Valentine's Day too. But today we're going to look, and today is really later today, right? but we're going to look at the importance
of it. Let's reintroduce ourselves.
You sure?
Yeah,
we have
to know
who we'll
be. Toxic
behavior. Swag daddy.
Redeem the poet and listen. And you have Philip Peter.
So you're not going to plug the book though?
Plug the book?
The book.
Oh, the books. Right. So I have two books. Tongue of Rose and Blood is a book of poetry, and also have X, for example, which is a book of short stories about, you know, some experiences I went through with women. And, you know, available on Amazon. And I'm also doing a book launch on the 7th of March. You know, you can buy a ticket, 2005, and you get a signed book of your choice. Yeah, plug.
Yeah, you have some?
Plug in.
You have some?
No, Javon has nothing to sell currently.
He does have love to give, that's right. Cool. So,
Javon Simpson checking in, by the way.
Simpson. And of course, for the fans of the podcast, you know that Javon is also known as Samson. So, which is, you have to listen to the fourth episode to kind of get an idea of what that refers to.
Makes names stick for me.
You keep on saying Pittery like Pittery, so we might as well.
Pittery.
So, of course, my name is Philip Peter. So, we have a couple of guests today, namely Yanika Brown and Miss Patricia Paul. I pronounce that right? It's Patricia.
Why haven't you done a full name?
So, exes can know who we're talking
to. So, their exes know that they're here as well.
Because apparently we should just put ourselves on the line.
Exactly.
And exes, they can come and give your side of the story.
Right. And I think this is a great topic for me to talk about since my book, X, for example.
Yes.
Because in the book, I talk about all the things that women did and I did in return. Mm-hmm. And how I'm better now from all of it.
He believes he's better. As a counselor, I'm not sure.
You know, I didn't want to say anything.
We all agree on that. But it's progress.
The second time. Before this podcast started, I was like, you know, I feel the shade coming. I felt it. And see?
And you went right into it.
But you guys, you could have been started to that, you know, feel time in way in. But
no,
it's okay.
What I'm saying is, those things that happened before, mm-hmm. right, I no longer heard from them. Which is why I was able to talk about them. It took me a while to be able to say, oh, this happened and this happened.
Oh.
But the fact that I'm able to talk and write them down, put them in book format, means I've healed from it. So I think I'm in a place where I can talk about healing from stuff.
Okay.
Certainly, there are still things that I don't talk about or can't write about because I'm still healing from those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm saying from these ones that I've put in the book are...
So do the proceeds of the book go back to any of the exes though?
No.
That's a good question,
no,
Peter.
The proceeds of the book goes.
They don't have no like royalty rights.
No, they don't know because nobody knows who the exes are. There's no name that's mentioned, only situations.
I hope any ex won't make any claim due to him damaging.
No, for him not put the name them.
Yeah, them can't make a claim.
Based on his previous lifestyle, it's hard to tell who is who.
Yeah.
That's not true.
All right, that's what, when we read the book, we're going
any
to do a review.
I think Peter just sent some shade your way.
We're going to do a review of the book, and then we'll be able to tell.
All right.
Because the thing is that when it comes down to healing,
yes.
one of the overlooked things is that if you don't heal from a particular traumatic event,
mm-hmm.
life is cycles.
Yeah, it doesn't happen.
Right? So it will happen again if you don't make sure.
Yeah.
So what tends to happen, for example, if for me, my particular area of insecurity is not knowing or the unknown.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there, for example, there was, let's see if I can find one. There was like one of the breakups I had, which was very messy, is a case that the girl, like she lived some distance away, because you know, them time them not really like seeing nobody in my face. Right? No. Spoiler. You're not getting your plug in there. You have to, you have to wait.
Away.
You gotta wait till your time for the that.
And I just referring to his ex.
No,
Again.
It's a process, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to find this one.
Thank God there are ladies in the room.
Yeah, they understand. Yes. So, like, the father was already biased to her ex. Because, you know, them, we don't know how people do it, but, you know, that type of relationship for them live up.
The
yeah, like, you go over the house and buy into the family.
Why
and everything.
Be the ex?
No man, like, from when them dead.
I'm going to a room and everything there. Pat her back 2 times. Hey,
babe. All right. Hey. Alright. A 2000s, you know, them thing that go around.
Pat her up on her shoulder.
So, like, she mentioned. Wow, she needed a massage. So,
yeah. Right.
So, it's like. She mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And how she had mentioned it, I was like, is she trying to look for a cop out? Okay, you know, so sometimes people don't have the guts to say it directly. Say, that's yo, true. Ray. Them kind of set up the pieces,
yeah.
And then you do the rest of the work.
And I kind of strongly dislike that.
Brother?
So is that Moby?
Brother?
Wow.
You see, right now,
it's okay. It's okay.
So as I said, no, it just.
Because right, speak about Moby right now.
Let me finish the story right, before you mention that. Yes. Right? So because that's what I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I literally snapped. I mean, say. The names them when me not call her, me not know. It's just a case say never the number for
vocabulary. Wait, Andrew Peter snapped?
Yeah, that are like when. No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Those experiences
mm-hmm.
kind of put me in a place now where I don't snap naturally.
That led him to becoming Andrew Peter.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine Andrew Peter snapping. So
yes. Yeah. So it's all of. Okay, see? That's I can't want to do it on like one hand. So. What had happened with that is that when I had snapped and like I had blacked out, because I can't remember nothing.
You black out too?
No, man, when you mean black, no, it's a figurative thing.
Oh,
when you black out, it means that everything will come on your mind. You say,
serious thing is.
Everybody can get it.
Oh.
And like I remember her sending back a message like, this is why my father doesn't like it. Like,
oh my gosh. What?
Bro.
You say, bro, God, hold me tongue.
Black out again. Can I say, if you're going left, it's not going to go so.
But that was a setup.
It was. No. But that's why you have to.
That.
It could have been. Let us see.
I don't know if that's any.
Because the thing is that she never said, per se, she never said, well, I go left. She just kind of gave the context. So, I don't know.
But, I mean, the mere fact that she said that that's why her father didn't like you. I'm wondering if that's an immature thing on her side or it was actually intentional to say it. Because sometimes we say things out of anger. No?
Well, that's true.
So I'm wondering. Because if she actually intentionally said that, then she cold.
Brother, hear the coldest part of the story.
There's actually colder?
Right, watch this.
Stay
now, bear in mind, them time we did that church, but we never did the holy Christian part, yeah. So 100, isn't it?
You did it, but you never did it. Yeah.
So, I had a friend of mine who, when I linked up with her on Facebook and thing, he ended up talking to her and thing. So, she told him that she was, let's say, this was like October, she was going to come out to Spanish Town in December.
Wait, for the slow people like me, end up talking to her like being together.
Yeah?
End up being together.
No man, talking as in like interact.
Oh, that's interact.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, no man, we're not sharing something. No time. So, yes.
By the book.
Right now,
yeah. Examples. There's a lot of examples.
Examples with the exes, right? So, So apparently she was supposed to come out for the Christmas holidays.
Mm. When I said which, come out, do you mean?
Come out as in go visit me at Spanish Town.
Oh.
And then even the other come out there too, me figure say it would have night. As in,
the
peace, no, the peace from the brother. Forget peace. Well, no, that's a place though. Alright.
Shall I run the peace?
Mean, run all of it no. Or run?
Run it, run it again.
Yeah, like run it
down the road. Run it different road.
Like you're a quarterback, she passed.
Yeah.
Run it on a different road.
So.
Yeah, the receiver.
He got the secret. Like she told him, she said, don't tell Philip. I don't know why he thought that was a bright idea.
To not tell,
tell him.
He didn't tell me. So it's like, after my black out and I'm going to say, yo, we're done and everything. I'm going to link him and say, yo, we're done with her, you know. I'm going to say, really, bruv? You know, so she's going to come out for December holiday. I said, brother, why you want me to cry or something? Because that never certainly helped at the time.
Yeah, say they cry, say they cry.
No, I cry internally, dog.
Well, that's why I know it's crying.
She never get for running, she never get for pass it all.
And remember now that.
Wait. No, let me not sidetrack right now. That's what I talk about you?
Yes!
Oh, people, me slow, so me say. Alright. Oh, so now me understand why the tears came. Alright, no man. Exactly. I hope you guys pick up because you can't make it too graphic.
Friend. Please, Pat never quit for money. Nobody knows. See?
Like
can Yannick know me at all? Renard know me at all.
I know me just
the fast now. The fast people get it.
You see me? Yeah. So nobody
knows.
And like, when that whole thing ended,
mm-hmm.
I remember looking through the messages and everything, I was like, yo. I committed that day, like I committed never to go to that place again.
Just not
like that. Oh, because God. I realized that when you lose all control,
yeah.
You literally lose all control. And so anything can happen. You can hurt people in the process. Because indirectly, we see like how she took it like hard. Because like, she did gain wicked weight after that. I call her the coolness in my grade. But the comeback still. The comeback. The comeback.
I was a snapper. Not the fish.
Why?
No, not the fish. I attend.
If you say really snow because me don't really think what I'm talking about.
That's why I'm trying to clear it up enough.
What do you say the wife? What else you?
Not the fish. I'm saying that I had tendencies to snap. Right? And the last time when I realized I can't be doing this anymore was after I snapped. Wicked. The person had mental illness challenges.
Wait.
And I used it.
It has been confirmed or you assume so?
No, it's not an assumption.
Diagnose it.
I'ma take it, tell them.
This is how we go silent.
And then, no, I was. And then she sent something, like, will they attack?
Yeah.
Me that I talk, she has sent something, but I don't care what she has sent. I mean, I type and I send same.
You don't know when you argument, I tell you, you're blind, brother.
After everything, me read back everything that she has said. But long after things don't mess up and things, and she don't decide now, it's this is not a record. She sent an image and said it's okay to be angry, but it's not okay to be cruel.
That's got me deeper.
Brother.
Crap. You're bald, nobody with it. You're bald, brother.
People who can't see the crying
internally.
No, internal.
Internal.
You're not looking like you want to cry, no.
Yeah, my house is going to want bald. Like that.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing, people. This is the difficult part. Him laughing that off doesn't mean same never really want about it.
Exactly.
No. But we'll do the therapy after.
No, we'll see it, man.
But.
No, you not get it. Tears don't run from me. The crying.
Them run inside. Towards you.
They cry. Yeah, run inside. All I say is, from that moment, I say, no, man, I can't do this to other people. I can't do this to myself.
Mm.
Because it takes so much out of you to be angry, brother. Like, that's so true. Much.
Yo,
I think so much old time.
Yo, listen, let me tell you this.
Mm.
So when you come on to being petty, brother, I just probably like a year and a half now,
mm-hmm.
I probably like really start pull back on it. But brother, So when me dad, I'm a peak, I'm a pause, brother. 2-3 weeks, me not text you, no? Cause my whole, cause he's right. Anger takes a lot of work, but I was committed to it. Wow. Cause me say, yo, yeah. And then every day, you know, text me. I watch me if he text you. Mo was an text.
But I feel like, sometimes I feel like I'm at a disadvantage because I decided to not go back down that route. Because now I'm hearing we're too nice. Like, the more I'm going to bring back the Lottie John Crow.
That's it. That's
put on for biggest too nice person.
Anybody who want you bring back the Lottie John Crow.
But no, those persons we're going to deal with Wally because I say, you know, that's not where I come from. So if I say stuff like that,
and then it's some people have a warped definition of love, word. That's the only language you know.
So I honestly, I'm a bit late, but now when I do something, I'm like,
okay,
I'll forgive you. It's fine.
For me personally,
if it's not big, I'm not gonna cause a big commotion. If we feel like something we need to talk about, I'll talk about it. In a relationship, a past relationship, if I'm angry, I'm saying,
you know, the same if you pause as the past, it just a
if I'm angry, if I say, I'm mad at you right now, but I still love you.
And that's key to
That's like a therapy session.
That's a key thing to say.
Yeah, that's a key thing.
One thing, but snap, I tell you, all of them suck me up.
Yeah.
Two, I'm mad at you, but I still love you. To a one sentence.
And then you trick.
I'll call the phone and cuss you, don't send the messages, you know, because I'm not feel satisfied.
No, listen. Petty lifestyle, you have to dedicate it to it. So if you text on the conversation, you know, hit like or it for it.
And worse, when I say something, you know, answer me, or my wife answer me.
Encourage argument. because when you get another mood, then you think.
You want something for you.
You think far down the line.
Right.
So you have something where.
Yeah,
you want them to say this?
So you can say this.
So you can do the dopey. And then they might go another way.
That's push
them
down the path. Anger
takes a lot of work for
us. It's tiring. And so I'm just.
But what you can do, one key thing though, is that when you're angry at a significant other, if you truly love them, reminding yourself that you love them helps. Because oftentimes
in. If you don't truly love them, Philip.
Pat, I'm leaving you with that.
See? No, but it is important.
But if you don't truly love them, it's not. No.
Emotionally
Pat,
stable.
But Pat.
Why are you going to?
Pat, from you say, from you said it, me make the statement, even if you don't truly love them, it means you go tell a lie.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying learn to communicate and get over the issues. Even if you don't love the person.
Yeah, but
because it is healing for you. You're talking about healing, yes. And it's also healing for the person, for them to learn.
Yeah, but then
I can't play this back. We can't play this back.
Why?
Alright, Pat.
I get what you are saying, but in the moment, you're not thinking about communicating, you know. So it's best you say something to remind yourself.
That you love the person instead of because
like the person a lot.
Because when you get in that zone, you kind of blind.
You can simply say, not right now. And then when you calm down,
say, but you know, some people get agitated when you say not right now.
Because they want to go, there is a drive
to get at it.
And then even so, that's why you have to. The thing is that when things get bad, you have the same strength that you have when things are going good. It should be there. You should be able to wrap back on that when things get bad. Because the truth of the matter is, like 30-40% of the time is going to be bad. Because you're two different persons coming from two different backgrounds, that entire thing.
Yeah. Even
if you have been married for 20-30 years,
conflict.
There are still things about you that you will not change necessarily. So you have to be able to balance it. But what tends to happen, especially, I'll just speak about me. Sometimes when you get in that zone of being angry, you forget everything good about a person. You forget why you were talking to them in the first place. You forget how important they are to you. And then you say something now where... When you think about it, if you were, let's say for argument's sake, you were to lose them, you realize that the entire thing wasn't worth it.
True.
You're not come from some toxic place.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not for
Javon.
No,
that's,
but this is
no.
This
I mean, it's true, you know.
That we're having in society,
no,
it, and
it's
talking about
true.
Healing, and it's important.
That's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then persons aren't talking about the toxic place that they're come from, coming from, or still at.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
They can't really seek help.
I think where I get to understand what you guys are saying is like you never experience them things until. Quite recent, because before that.
Also, you are toxic. No, we were toxic. And
no. Like, all right. For me, one of the things within relationships that I fear the most, and if you know me personally, you know me no fear much things. So one of the things that I fear, and it's within relationships where I fear becoming somebody else in terms of becoming this
losing
toxic person and losing my true identity. Mm-hmm. So before I used to be, as Reynard said earlier, persons would refer to me as. It's nice, see, oh, it's a nice. As a matter of fact, I'd be turned down because I'm too nice so at times.
Friend?
Persons turn me down because I'm too nice.
Friend?
And I was in a place where I was then contemplating and I was thinking, I said, wait, too
what
nice, so must go. Be
one.
Bad now. And just, you know, do things when I see my bridge in them, I do. Treat girl like when I see my bridge in them, I treat girl. And then I say, you know what? I'm not good at that. I'll be myself. And just, you know, the great girl might come.
Yeah, because the thing is,
and
you know.
So we'll see Leia wait for the right girl. And
no,
the toxic crush is.
But.
Yeah,
no. No. No.
Find somebody for smooth
them
out. Find somebody for smooth them out there for making us like a boy.
To be honest,
you know. Broke you up. So you can't go on like how you did go on.
No, but guy, here's the thing.
Shape up.
No, but I'm going to show it. I'm going to show you how even that story goes. It wasn't, and this is like very odd, because at no point in time did we actually chase each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if our lives were going in a certain direction, and God said it is, and I know this sounds very spiritual, but it's really what happened.
It's
like out of, and she doesn't message me, okay. Out of nowhere, like literally out of nowhere she pop up.
Yeah.
Literally, right?
Never
yeah, pop-up so. Text, yeah, good. So, you really have to focus on being
you.
Who God has designed you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've noticed, like, the time when I was most marketable is when me decide to say, I'm not really run down nobody.
Before you do, me just
yeah.
Say with the person that's sick, I mean, I say it, and I say it, but it's so hard, though.
Yeah.
It is hard. No, but there's no doubt in it.
Yeah.
But listen.
Sitting and being available while available. Hard enough, brother.
Listen. To, and I'll counter by saying this.
Mm-hmm.
To find somebody who is genuinely your best friend
mm-hmm.
is worth the trouble. Because when you find somebody who is genuinely your best friend, I know this is a shameless bro.
Trouble can't stop.
When you find somebody who is like genuinely your best friend,
yeah.
You can be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said be yourself, I mean the 360 of who you are, including the bad side.
Peter, I don't know, but like restart. I
can't
tell you.
Personally, the trouble can't stay.
All along, I heard girls say they want somebody who would be their best friend. And I can tell you, I've experienced it. Where somebody say, we're this much good friends, that we can't deal with you.
Here's the thing, no. That's a double-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
You can be her friend.
Mm-hmm.
Be her good friend. But you see, from the moment you meet her,
mm-hmm.
you make her know, say,
yo,
yeah,
know
you never want you.
Well, that's
exactly.
True. That's true.
Like, that
yeah.
So you're saying,
why you?
Yeah.
But I mean, for people like
me. That's the problem with men, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you're dating a girl. You say you want to be friends first, then you have a squeeze in a relationship. No, me don't.
That's
friends
true.
With you.
That's true. That's
me
true.
Me don't friends with that. You come with the friend approach.
I,
so a friend thing.
I really say. I really
say. Sometimes you never give you a chance to come with a different
no,
approach.
No,
oh.
I mean,
that's true.
Hold on. Wait.
That's
true. Hold on. Let's touch
that.
What you say?
That guy. That's a friend right there. You look like somebody who would make a good friend. Like
you approached as a friend.
Yeah, like
if you're
a
friend.
Here,
that's approach it. You just, I like that guy. If
no,
I'm going
to show you something. Do you know that
friend?
Do you know that scientifically it has been proven that
women
make a subconscious decision.
Not about 10 seconds.
Like, which
no,
within within the first 30 seconds of meeting you. In terms of if you're suitable to be a mate or a friend.
That's true as
now,
well.
Now, here's the thing. And you, you can't think about this. If somebody isn't willing to take the risk on you in terms of being in a relationship with you, it's not worth the time in that regard. Because love in and of itself is a risk.
But I'll say
a
this,
big one.
I'll say this. What was mentioned earlier, like in terms of men taking a deceitful approach in saying that they want to be friends first and then change their mind in the long run. I think, for me, I met this person recently, and that was one of her things as well. She was like, for guys that, you know, them say, yeah, man, we're friends, you know, and want to be a best friend and all these things. And then later on, throughout the friendship, them say, you know, we didn't love you all along, but...
Because it's a clever way to avoid rejection.
No, but I think, in women's defense, I think I understand it. Because, like, you take a deceitful approach in terms of getting to know them on a different level. Like, them tell you some personal things where them would tell a potential boyfriend first.
And then they get sticky.
And then they make it sticky.
But well, I'm going through that right now.
From you saying that, if it is that she is your best friend, and you want to be with her, she's going to feel vulnerable. That you know so many people.
That's what females
say. Too vulnerable.
Yeah. So there's
so making your intentions known early
from the get.
But this is my side, right? I made my intention known with this girl from the DM and CR. Is it me? She said she didn't like me from them time day.
Yeah.
Right?
If I the mad one you talk about no matter. The mad one.
Which mad one?
The more than one?
There are more. You mentioned one I'm reading.
Anyway,
T, the other tea.
No.
Another
tea? No.
Oh, you sure?
Absolutely sure.
But that sounds like this story again.
No.
Continue.
So then now she come to me, I confess her feelings, how she love and she don't want. And then Migo said to her, I'm not doing a relationship right now. I'm the girl said I'm a reject car and all that. What was that?
And you have all right to.
What was that? And you're unfair. When I came to you,
you rejected.
You turned me down, but no, all I'm saying
because
is no, listen
okay
up. I did not say.
What
to
say no.
What's up?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
I know, no.
And there's
true
no problem in our with you saying no.
I did not say no. This is the thing. I did not say no. I said I'm not. Right now, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah,
I'm not doing a relationship. No, it's not prettying it up.
You want time to heal from.
Yeah.
And that's where the politics
come in. No.
And that's where the politics come in for real.
No, and not now.
But she is thinking of it.
Exactly. That's
not
where
she is. But no, she's thinking of it.
Hold on, but wait. Is there a difference between no and not no?
Yeah.
Well, I was saying not no.
He said not no.
But she interpreted it. Because
no,
from when
let me show you what you did.
Let me show you what happened.
Renan, you see, there's such a thing as females dictionary, right? So
yeah, hold on, you them laugh though.
Yeah, man. So here, you know, say so for the females when them say not no, they mean no. When you as a man use not no,
it means that's
wrong. That can't work. Nothing like that.
And this is why it's so hard to communicate with women.
Exactly.
There's a different lexicon.
The jargons are different. One thing can mean something totally different.
Totally different.
It just depends on the content.
Right?
And for men, it's does something different because for us,
straightforward.
I'm annoyed by K. Okay. I'm annoyed by those. But
well,
you'll find a person send them to you, and then when you get upset about it, they'll be like, what do I mean in a bad way? Like, them explain to you what they mean, and then you're
okay,
like,
then explain
I'm
it.
I'm agreeing with you, okay.
So, that was.
You said agreed, you said that, okay.
No, alright, let me tell you why. I think, I can tell you, as somebody that did psychology, or does psychology, I can tell you that it's stemming from bad experiences. So because due to the bad experiences that I had, most times when we had arguments, or they had an argument
with themselves and us included.
Yeah, I include me. K's and hmms would be included.
Which is generally true.
Exactly.
My sentence was leave me alone. That was my...
Yo, that's too safe.
You said that.
That's too safe.
You said that. It done. I just said, okay.
No, but that's very straightforward. It's a leave me alone. So. Yeah.
She could have a joke. I remember I was in a relationship. The girl had a joke. Leave me alone, man. I'm gone. Done. She called me and I'm all saying that she leave me alone. But the thing is, I tell them before anything else. I just say, I'm open. I make sure you know certain things. Yeah. Let me say, oh, okay. And then sometimes I tell them certain things, and I say, okay, agree, yeah, man, nothing or nothing. Then when they're in it, you realize they're not managing as they said they would.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right? And then that is another problem, because they accept something before knowing the intensity of it, just because they probably want to try the relationship.
Mm.
That's true.
So we'll have to wrap up today. We actually... We're in 30 minutes again, people. That's great. Let's see if you can listen to that. So, have a blessed weekend. And healing is crucial. We can't overstate, understate it, undervalue it. If you're going to move forward in life, relationships, work, whatever it is, you have to heal.
Perfect.
Like, part of the reason why Lot's wife looked back is that she didn't actually heal from the fact that she lost her home. Think about
she
that.
She did just greedy.
But then...
No, look back on it.
If you look at it...
She did just greedy. She did just start saying, I want them goals and riches.
But if you look at it...
Now, go away.
So she never healed from the loss.
But then...
Why them going on something like...
No, this is the final point. This is the final point. Final point. With Lot's wife. She didn't heal... But she did heal, you know. She did heal in a sense. Because she became salt.
Salty.
Flavor to the earth.
She became salty. Wow. That's the whole point.
You know, she went back to from when she came. So yeah, it's a form of healing.
Yeah. If you turn back and look at your past, you will become salty.
Yeah. They're trying to say don't turn back and look at
it. No, you don't. Flavor.
Wait.